The Lifestyle Show, presented by Selena McKenzie.
Now, Becky XL has been on the show many times before, 7 in total, we've just worked it out. She is the queen of gluten-free and she's here to tell us about her latest book. Welcome back to the show, Becky.
Thank you so much. I can't believe I've been on that many times. It's crazy.
Yep, 2021 we started, so you must let us know when the next book is so we can carry it on.
Yep, always.
So the latest one is Budget Gluten-Free, over 100 easy and affordable recipes for every day. I think that's a great idea, because the problem is if you are celiac or if you're gluten-free, you have to have gluten-free. I would imagine, I don't know about the UK, but over here it's quite expensive to buy the ingredients.
Yeah, over here I'd imagine all over the world it's exactly the same, but there's a report that it was from last year, but I'd imagine it's pretty much the same now, even more, where they've compared like a shopping trolley of someone doing a weekly shop who can have whatever they want and someone who can have gluten-free. And they've found out that a gluten-free shopping trolley would be about 35% more expensive week on week, which when you think about that, that's a crazy amount of money in addition when it's just, you know, for your bare essentials, really, you know, your breads and your pastas and all that stuff. And you shouldn't really have to think twice about whether you need to buy that or not. So it's crazy how, you know, something that isn't a choice for so many people impacts on their lives so heavily.
Yeah. Can you just explain for those that don't know exactly what it means by being gluten-free? What is gluten?
Yeah, so gluten is like a protein. So it's something that you would find in foods like breads, pastas, stuff like that, but also tons of other things that you wouldn't necessarily think, like soy sauce or, you know, stocks, lots of sauces and condiments, sausages. It's found in tons of different things. And basically, if you have something called celiac disease, it's an autoimmune condition. And basically, if you consume something that contains gluten, your immune system kind of like attacks itself and can make you really unwell, like in the short term, but also it can give you a lot of long-term health problems. So it's, you know, the only sort of, not cure, but the only treatment for celiac disease is to eat gluten-free forever and ever and ever. So, you know, that's why I kind of started writing all these recipes and stuff, to make sure that people who have to eat gluten-free and have no other choice have, you know, some choice in terms of recipes and can actually eat nice food, because you're suddenly, you know, it can be very overwhelming and a massive change to someone's life when food is such a big part of everyone's life that they can't suddenly eat a really big component of so many meals.
Yeah. I'm glad you explained that, because I think a lot of people just think it's an intolerance or maybe it causes IBS or something, but it can make you very poorly. If you do have celiac disease and you eat anything with gluten in it, it can really make you ill.
Yeah, it really can. And I think one of the most important things I'd like to say is that if, for instance, I mean, lots of people, you know, you get upset stomachs, you start feeling unwell in certain ways, you're not sure what it is. And so many people, the first thing they do is think, oh, it must be something I'm eating. Maybe I'll just remove gluten from my diet. And that's something that you really should never do. You should always go to your doctor whilst you're still eating gluten. Don't try it out yourself first. Don't try gluten-free. Go to your doctor, speak to them, and they can test you for celiac disease, because you need to actually be eating gluten to be tested properly. So you need to go through things all in the right way. And then if it so happens that you have got celiac disease, then you can remove gluten from your diet. But you need to do things properly, because, you know, you want to be doing things the right way for your health. Your health is everything. So, you know, look after it.
And I believe it's not easy to diagnose.
No, it's not easy at all to diagnose. Well, I say it's not easy to diagnose. It's something that in the UK, for instance, it takes on average 13 years for someone to be diagnosed with celiac disease, because often you go to the doctors and they'll say, oh, you know, like you said, it might be IBS and stuff. But the actual process, once you go to the doctors, I think is a lot better these days than it used to be. You go and you can have a blood test. And then if the blood test comes back one way or the other, they'll send you off and you will have like an endoscopy. So although it's not a nice thing, it's something that, you know, you can have done. It's just a little bit unpleasant, but it's worth it if in the long run, that means that you find out your diagnosis and you can sort of sort your health out.
Absolutely. Now, it says here that in the book, it's not just gluten-free. You provide dairy-free, lactose-free and low FODMAP recipes.
Yes. So one of my things, I think, because I've, you know, for the last 16 years, I've been gluten-free and I felt like I've almost had to miss out on things and stuff. I know what it's like for other people who might have other sort of intolerances or allergies to other things. And I kind of really just wanted to make sure that the book was as inclusive as possible, because I know that I know lots of people who are also, you know, they're gluten-free, but they're also dairy-free, or they're gluten-free and low FODMAP. So I kind of just want to make the book as accessible as possible to as many people, because, you know, it's a book that everyone who's gluten-free can have. But, you know, there's lots of dairy-free people as well. And then also it's a book for everyone, because all the recipes, they're not just like substandard, oh, just for the gluten-free person. They're so that the whole family, whether you can eat everything or you have to be gluten-free, everyone can enjoy the recipes together.
Yeah. And you're not compromising on taste. I mean, I'm reading there's things like crispy fried chicken with spicy rice. There's Yorkshire pudding wrap. There's even desserts in there.
Yeah, one of the things with this, this book is the book that, you know, I wish that I had when I was first told I needed to follow a gluten-free diet 16 years ago. And I just want to help everyone eat delicious, affordable, easy food. Like, it's food that I want to eat, and it's food that my audience want to eat, because that's how I get my inspiration for my recipes, from asking what they miss. Because, you know, you shouldn't ever have to miss out. So whilst it's budget, in its nature, to help people be able to afford food that's often expensive, I've never compromised on taste and sort of just been removing things. I've just found different ways of making food more affordable, but keeping the deliciousness in it as well.
Yeah. And because a lot of people have got them nowadays, can you do your recipes in the air fryer?
Oh, yes. So one of my big things, I mean, the book I did before this was called Gluten Free Air Fryer. So I've been big on my air fryer for a long time now. But yeah, air fryer is a big thing for me. And also the slow cooker, which I think is sort of, you know, that it feels like a bit more of an old school appliance, but that as well is really, really good. And both of them so cheap to run and just make life a lot easier.
I should have known that, shouldn't I? Because I would have interviewed you about it.
Yeah, exactly. It was a while ago.
It's coming back to me now.
Yeah.
Well, one of the recipes in the book is a keema curry, and you're going to tell us how to make it.
Yes. So this recipe is actually from one of the chapters that's called Big Batch Cooking. So the recipe actually is for serving 6 to 8 people, but we often make this recipe. And, you know, there's only 2 of us in my household, but we make it, eat a little bit of it, and then portion the rest out as sort of homemade ready meals, which is, you know, really, really nice to have when you just can't be bothered to cook or you're a bit busy and stuff. So that's one of my big sort of tips in terms of cooking gluten-free. In terms of this recipe as well, you can cook it on the hob or you can cook it in the slow cooker. I give lots of different options. Ingredients you'll need, really simple ones. I use 150 grams of frozen chopped onions, or you can use some leek, just a packet of minced beef, some garlic paste if you want, ginger paste, jarred jalapenos, which is a really cheap way of getting spice into things, a curry powder, just a little bit of salt. And then I use some potatoes, a can of chopped tomatoes, a can of lentils, tomato puree, some gluten-free stock and some frozen peas. So you'll see I use quite a few different things, like frozen vegetables in there. I also use lentils to bulk out the mince, so that, you know, because beef mince can be quite expensive. So what I do is I use sort of a half-half method, where you use a little bit of beef, use a little bit of lentils, and you actually can't really taste the difference, which is really handy. So in terms of the recipe, super, super simple. We're going to just put a pan with a lid onto the hob, just put a little bit of oil in there, medium heat, fry off the onion or the leek. Then you just add in the beef, cook that until it's nicely browned. Then just add in your flavors. So your garlic, your ginger, your jalapenos, your curry powder and a little bit of salt. Stir it in. Then add some of your potatoes into there and cook them until they've just got lots of color on them. Stir them around so they're colored for a few minutes. Then just add in the tomatoes, the drained tinned lentils, tomato puree and stock. Stir that. Turn the heat down to quite low and cover that for about 45 to 50 minutes until it's thickened. And then we'll just stir in some frozen peas at the end and uncover it and just cook it for a further 5 minutes or so. And you've got a really, really simple dish. And the fact that you've cooked like a big, big portion of it, as I said, means that, you know, you can have little ready meals in the freezer or in the fridge, and you just have all that. And you can do exactly the same if you cooked it in the slow cooker. So you just cook the first bit, still cook that in the pan, because I think that if you cook beef in straight into the slow cooker, it doesn't have a good texture. So cook it in the pan and then chuck everything else into the slow cooker, your browned beef, put it on for 6-7 hours. So, you know, go out for the day and you'll come home and your house will just smell absolutely divine. That's my favorite thing, is when I come home, I've been really busy, I'm kind of peckish, and then you just open the door and you've got that nice smell. So yeah, really, really, really easy recipe. And, you know, there's so many different sort of switch ups in the book of different ways you can cook stuff. So hopefully it's a book for everyone.
It sounds delicious. Well, that's in the book, which is called Budget Gluten Free, Over 100 Easy and Affordable Recipes for Every Day. It's by Becky Etzel, who we're chatting to now. It's out now and we're selling it on our website, tre.radio. And I know you have a great title for your own website, Becky. Do you want to say what it is?
Yes. So my own website, which has been going now for 12 years, is glutenfreecupoftea.co.uk. And that has tons of other recipes on it too. So go check it out.
Great stuff. Thank you once again for being on our show. And I look forward to the next book.
Yeah, I do too. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.